Newark residents are urging Governor Phil Murphy to stop plans for a new power plant in the city. The Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission is in charge of treating wastewater around the region and wants to build a gas-powered plant to provide backup power during storms. But residents of the neighborhood say the governor needs to deliver on his promise to protect overpolluted communities like theirs. WNYC's Karen Yee reports.
Yeah, you see where all those birds are?
Maria Lopez Nunez is an organizer with the Ironbound Community Corporation. She's taken me on a tour of sorts of the industrial corner of Newark. This particular avenue is known as Chemical Corridor because of the concentration of toxic sites. And those birds, she says, are circling around a fat rendering plant.
Where they boil carcasses so the fat separates from the bones for things like lotion, candy, makeup. All of that happens in our neighborhood.
There's also an NJ Transit facility that stores buses, two power plants, and a garbage incinerator that burns trash from as far as New York City. Planes zoom overhead from nearby Newark Airport. Trucks are constantly rumbling down narrow streets, many of them headed to Port Newark, one of the busiest container terminals in the U.S. And there's the massive Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission, the fifth largest wastewater treatment facility in the country. It serves 48 towns in Bergen, Hudson, Passaic, Union, and Essex counties, one in six people in New Jersey. It also takes sludge from states along the East Coast, including New York.
This is what's behind the scenes that most people don't get to look at, but our neighborhood has had to get really comfortable with.
The part that nobody wants to see, right?
Nobody wants to. You know, you flush a toilet, you never think about it. You turn on the lights, you don't think about where that electricity comes from. And Who has to pay for that?
The Sewerage Commission is proposing a new $180 million power plant right on its property here in Newark. It would operate during storms or for maintenance, about 1,200 hours a year. The commission wants to build the facility because it says an emergency power source is necessary to mitigate against climate change and worsening storms. When Hurricane Sandy hit in 2012, the facility lost power for 72 hours. 840 million gallons of raw sewage seeped into the Passaic River and the Newark Bay. Mike Witt is the commission's general counsel. He spoke during a public meeting last month.
We could not fix anything that had happened. We had no power, just like most of the East Coast during Hurricane Sandy.
This Thursday, commissioners will vote on a contract to start construction on the power plant, even though the project is still waiting for a permit approval from the state. On its current trajectory, the proposed plant could escape additional scrutiny from a new environmental justice law. The measure lets the state reject project permits based on whether a community is already overburdened by pollution. Governor Murphy signed the landmark legislation in 2020. In Newark.
No longer will economically disadvantaged areas of our state be dumping grounds, and no longer will the rights of residents to clean air and clean water be overlooked.
At the time, Murphy called the measure historic. He said the environmental justice law was the nation's strongest legislation to protect predominantly black and brown cities from continuing to disproportionately suffer from dirty air and water. But the law won't take effect until later this spring. That's why environmental advocates are urging Murphy to intervene and stop a third power plant in the neighborhood. Melissa Miles is the executive director of the New Jersey Environmental Justice Alliance.
What was all of that conversation and what was all of that work and the EJ law and the administrative order for if it doesn't protect us now in a time of need?
Murphy has also announced plans to reduce carbon emissions by 80% by 2050. Pankaj Lal runs Montclair State University's Clean Energy and Sustainability Center. He says that means the new power plant will ultimately be obsolete in the not-so-distant future.
You are trying to combat the climate change impact, and you are contributing to the climate change. You are using greenhouse gas.
The Sewerage Commission says using renewable energy sources like solar or wind aren't feasible because they don't have the space on their property for an appropriate number of solar panels or batteries. That doesn't comfort Newark resident Tanisha Garner. Her three children attend Hawkins Elementary School, a mile from the proposed plant.
When Newark was built, it was already a dumping site in the Ironbound. So it's like they just keeping on with the history of what they think it should be. And it's not right.
Murphy's office didn't respond to a request for comment. Even though the commission says the plant's emissions will be below allowable state standards, for a community whose children are already struggling to breathe, where one in four suffer from asthma, that's not good enough. Karen Yee, WNYC News.